there is something coming up toward the end of October I want you to know about, because it's not too often you hear this. Free dental. Yes, a free dental clinic. Mission of Mercy Pittsburgh announces it's back at the David Lawrence Convention Center. Did you know that 6 million American adults lost their dental insurance just due to the pandemic? And 65% of American adults lost dental coverage have symptoms linked to oral disease. It's a really important opportunity. And joining me on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline is the board chairman of Mission of Mercy, old neighbor of mine, Keith Young. Keith, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great, Larry. Thanks so much for having us on so we can spread the message about Mission of Mercy.
You've done this before. You weren't able to do it last year for obvious reasons. It's been extraordinarily successful. Before we talk about this year, you ended up in 2019 with a lot of happy people at the end of the day.
That we did. We actually served 1,348 patients in 2 days of the clinic with a close to 1,400 volunteers when we did it over at the PPG Paints Arena. And they were, not only did they come in and were really happy that they got their dental work done, but they also told us about how much that they were treated with care and dignity and respect. And that was a big deal for us, that the folks come in not only to get the quality dental care, but they feel good about doing it too.
And my oldest brother is a dentist, and I know the importance of that to your overall health that may be lost on some people. It's not just keeping your teeth clean and filling a cavity. It can be literally the root of greater health issues if not taken care of.
Oh, that's very true. A lot of heart disease, actually, because of people not taking care. And it's interesting, Larry, that folks that are coming in, some of these folks have never seen a dentist or haven't been to a dentist in 10, 15 years. And so there are serious problems. And so this is serious dental care that needs taken care of. And that's why we felt so bad about not having last year. Because as you mentioned, there's a lot of people that kind of fell off of that economic cliff last year and didn't get the dental care that they needed and haven't for several years. So that's why it's so critical that we make sure we have this year.
And there are a couple of dynamics, Keith, as you know, and that is if you lose dental care, then a lot of people say, well, I can't afford to go to the dentist. And I understand the conundrum that that creates. And then there's also another factor, and that's the fear factor that this is going to hurt, and nobody's real comfortable going to the dentist, especially they may be embarrassed because they haven't been in a while. How do you address that part of it?
Yeah, it is very interesting about the fear factor of it. Think about this. So a lot of people have fear just going to a dentist when they go into an office and they're one-on-one. These are folks that haven't been to a dentist for a long time, and they're going into an arena or a big hall with thousands of people in and not knowing what their problems are and have dental work done right there. So we actually have people called patient ambassadors that take these folks through to help them overcome that fear, to work with them, hear their stories. In fact, that's one of the things that we get rated highest on when we get feedback from our patients, is that interaction with our volunteers who are absolutely critical to making this happen.
And this is scheduled October 22nd, 23rd, David L. Lawrence Convention Center. However, there are new COVID-19 protocols that require patients to either provide proof of vaccination or a negative COVID test, but they do have an opportunity, or do they still, to get a vaccination if they haven't?
They do, and actually we are highly encouraging folks to get the vaccine before they come. That would be because safety of our patients and our volunteers is utmost to us. And so that would be great. And we have an opportunity. We have partnered with UPMC and with Highmark and AHN with their clinics. So we've got their clinic numbers on our website, which is mompgh.org. I'd highly recommend you go there. They can get you the vaccine, and hopefully that's what you'll do before you come.
You know, this is so great. Again, I want people to know October 22nd, 23rd, David L. Lawrence Convention Center. The website is MOMPGH. That's MOMPGH for Mission of Mercy.org. Keith Young is the board chair, and I'm really appreciative of the work you and the entire staff do and all the dentists that offer this as a free dental opportunity.
It is. It's amazing. Actually, in 2019, we had 170 dentists, and this year we're already at about 115 dentists. We need a few more, so I'll put in the plug. So if you're out there and listening, you're a dentist, want to come to a great event and really help people, please do it. We're over 1,000 volunteers already, so we're in a good position from that perspective, but we can certainly use a few more volunteers going forward.
MomPGH.org, the Mission of Mercy, Pittsburgh. Keith, keep up the great work. Thanks, my friend.
Thanks, Larry. I appreciate your help, too, and hope to see you at the event.